This is Ozarks at Large.
It's Weekend Ozarks at Large.
That's right. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And the past few days, it's been obviously the spring fundraiser at KUAF, and we took some time this week, and we'll have a few more next week, talk to people about the relationship between other things in life and public radio.
Right.
And it's not really a stretch.
It isn't. I mean, everything, I think public radio is so community oriented that when you start reaching out into the community, there really are a lot of valid comparisons.
And I like the word community because that's something we strive to have be our mission, right, at Ozarks at Large. We feel that we try our best to reflect what's going on and tell you what's going on in your community. And we're community supported. It's the biggest by far. Part of our budget is generated from right here, mm-hmm, in this listening area. 800-522-5823. You can also pledge online at supportkuaf.com. Coming up on the show, how the insect world is somewhat like a public radio fundraiser.
Right.
You talk to Dr. Donald Steinkraus. We also talk to the band Three Penny Acre about a public radio model that they, mm-hmm, have used and with some success.
And you spoke with an author about
the subliminal mind. Yes. However, our colleague Antoinette Grajeda also talked to someone.
She did. She spoke with a preacher from Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. His name is Terry Gosnell.
And she came up with this idea. It's like, well, a church, and I think it's appropriate that we're doing this because I hear from so many people that they listen to Ozarks at Large to or from, mm-hmm, church. But her idea was, well, there's a communication going on in a church. You have the congregation, you have the pastor, she or he is up at the front of the church, so you need to communicate, and you're trying to connect with someone's passion, and we think that's somewhat what we do with, mm-hmm, Ozarks at Large and public radio.
Exactly.
So she asked, first, before you do anything else, you have to have a congregation. They have to be interested, they have to be connected, and want to come spend part of their day with you, and she asked about that.
The way that we do that, or the healthiest way, is to be an attractive, vibrant community. Statistics show that 87% of people that come in the doors, they make their decision like in the first few minutes. And so it really has nothing to do with the preacher, quote unquote. Hopefully it won't. There are a few people that are attracted by the pastor. And sometimes that goes well, sometimes not so well. So the onus is on me to, yes, connect with them initially, but then help them get connected on a deeper basis with the community of faith. The tricky part is that it's God's church. It's not our church, but it is our community within those walls. And without those, beyond those walls. So in a consumerist society, it is even harder because those roots go deep, because you're exactly right. How do you get people to come back? Usually, especially like with a product or with radio, people want to benefit from it. People want to know that their lives will be better from that relationship. They will want to get something. And that is the hard part about being a pastor, about being a community of faith, because we don't really have a lot to give to them except a stronger, deeper spiritual connection, which sometimes people get aggravated because they come and they say, well, we're paying the bills. We want to get something out of this. And, I can see that and I can relate to that. But as a pastor in the Christian tradition, as a community of Christians, that's not what we're about. We're not about getting. We're about giving. And we understand that takes a long time to develop. It takes a long time to develop a attitude of gratitude.
You mentioned the attitude of gratitude. You know, mm-hmm, once you've got your community, the decision that they want to give back. You know, as a public radio station, we, mm-hmm, have honor fundraisers a couple times a year. So, we ask people for a couple of days in a row, to remind them that, we're here because of, we're supported by you. Mm-hmm. So as a preacher, people pass the plate, pass whatever basket, you know, asking for donations week after week. How do you, you know, ask your congregation week after week to continue to give?
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't actually ask them week to week. We do pass the plate week to week, and it's pretty blatant. You know, it's the offering. It's your time to give back. Well, the way we do that is what I just explained, you know, about it takes a long time, you know, and usually there's a once a year time that we focus on giving. And so there are times that the finance chair or even I as the pastor have to talk to the congregation that, hey, we need to pay our bills. We need to, you know, pay our salaries and our staff. Mm-hmm. We're a little tight. But I think it takes planning. I think it takes commitment and diligence and a lot of prayer. but it's getting people excited about their relationship with Christ. And in reference to NPR or any kind of news station, it's getting people excited about being a part of their world and hearing comprehensive news that only y'all can give them and your viewpoint of the world and your lens. And so it's similar, you know. What you have to communicate to your people, just like I have to communicate, is how will your life be better with this relationship?
That was our colleague Antoinette Grajeda talking with Terry Gosnell, the pastor at Trinity United Methodist Church in Fayetteville. Thanks, Antoinette, for providing that. This is Weekend Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
And I like that what he said about how can a relationship make your life better, depending on what that relationship is. We hope your relationship with KUAF and Ozarks at Large, listening to radio that brings you voices and tells you about events in your area, hopefully that makes your life better.
Uh-huh. I hope so. I think it does. I mean, I have a relationship with, you know, people like Steve Inskeep that I wake up to
exactly.
every morning, you know,
exactly.
and so I think, yeah.
And if it's an important relationship for you, you can help support us financially.
The numbers to call are 575-5823 or 800-522-5823 or supportkuaf.com.